This is Wild About Utah.
On October 28th, we gathered near the Salt Air on the north shore of the Great Salt Lake. A sharp, cold wind kept us huddled. We walked nearly half a mile of mud flats on a path strewn with eared grebe carcasses to reach our destination, a giant 7-foot clock. The clock displayed 4 different scenarios for our future based on the various lake levels. At the 12 o'clock hour was 4,200 feet, the ideal lake level for healthy waters to support brine shrimp, brine flies, and microbiolites, all essential for the millions of birds that feast on them, and to cover the toxic dust generated by a dry lake bed. A youth-driven event, they poured out their hearts and deep concerns with eloquent testimony for the lake's diminished health, which translated to their health. The dead grebes were a grim reminder of what the lake has become from the Jordan, Weber, and especially the Bear River being diverted to serve human demands. 2 weeks later, a mixed assemblage of native and youth gathered on our state capitol steps, accompanied by making waves for the Great Salt Lake human-sized brine shrimp puppets, musicians, and a phalarope dancing to exquisite poetry to deliver their offerings honoring the lake. Several tribal members, including Shoshone and Goshoot, shared stories of their deep history and cultural connections. Youth representing the Utah Youth for Environmental Solutions and the Great Salt Lake Youth Coalition offered soul-piercing words. 2 Saturdays ago, I entered Westminster University, Gore Hall, greeted by youth, artists, organizations, and many seniors. Brine shrimp, brine fly, eared grebes, avocets, and California gull puppets decorated walls and tables, representing a few of the hundreds of species that call Great Salt Lake home, or a nice stopover as they wing their way around the globe. The 4-hour youth-led event was hosted by the Westminster Great Salt Lake Institute and led by several youth organizations and various supporting groups. Many had attended our rally on the Capitol steps. This amalgam of intergenerational individuals working on behalf of saving the Great Salt Lake ecosystems was heartening and essential for the lake to continue on. We were trained on how best to affect good policy with our Utah legislators through building positive relationships and preparing well-researched and documented information to educate them on our interests. Another rally is planned for Saturday, January 20th at 3 p.m. on the south steps of the Capitol. Many voices will be heard, including Ute tribal member Forrest Cooch, many youth, and Utah author Terry Tempest Williams. Looking ahead, Salt Lake City may once again host the Winter Olympics in 2034. May our internationally renowned Great Salt Lake be present to welcome them. And may our snow be white and bright, not brown and gone from a covering of dust blown from an empty lake bed. A few Secret Santa ideas for the Great Salt Lake. Write, text, or call your elected officials. Make art about the lake and post it on social media. Perhaps most important, enjoy many gifts our Great Lake offers, especially the millions of wings that grace our heavens. This is Jack Green for Bridgeland Audubon Society, and I'm wild about our wild and wonderful Great Lake.